Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Trainline English podcast. I'm happy to be joined today by my good friend, Johnny. How are you, Johnny?
Matthew, I'm very good. It's happy to be here, just back with you on our podcast.
Very good. So we're going to go back to the past of gaming today and talk about our gaming history. Let's see what games Johnny and I can remember. That should be interesting. Okay. But before we start, our regular little announcement, because we want to remind everybody that aquí en Trainline, bueno, puedes aprender inglés con un profesor privado de calidad. También tenemos un campus online destinado para que aprendas a hablar rápido y con el mínimo de esfuerzo. Tenemos cientos de herramientas disponibles, como cursos de inglés, de diferentes niveles, los webinars grupales cada semana. Hay juegos, hay flashcards. Bueno, para que podáis aprender inglés de la forma más personalizada posible. Así que, ¿por qué no visitas nuestra web para aprender inglés? Ok, muy bien. Bueno, Johnny, hemos hecho el marketing. Ya podemos empezar.
That's right.
We mentioned we're going to be talking about gaming. Before we start, Johnny, I got to be honest. I'm not a big gamer. I don't know about you.
Well, just not me, but I had nephews, and just you know, they were good at those games. So some of the names we will use here today, I played with some of them. But others, I played because my nephews were good at playing.
Good. So I think you have better experience than me. Huh? So we're going to be drawing on that experience. Okay. So the purpose of the pod today, we want to level up your English skills while at the same time getting into some gaming nostalgia. So we're going to talk about the games that we love to play, the consoles we couldn't get enough of, and we're going to do that and focus in on a grammar point, which is reported speech, how we can use reported speech for questions and modal verbs. That's the plan, right, Johnny?
Yeah, that's right. So whether you were a Tetris champ, I think... you played Tetris, no?
I did. Yeah. I mean, it was very addictive, no? It was,
Well, others maybe spend hours exploring the Hyrule in Zelda. I know this one for my nephews, no? I've never played this one, but I know they were good. They always talk about this one, you know? So then this episode is for you. And as always, we'll make it fun and practical. So grab your coffee of your controller, and let's get started,
Johnny. Very good. Okay, so Johnny, do you remember James? You remember how he was absolutely obsessed with video games? I mean, he once told me that he'd played every single level in Super Mario World without losing a life.
Oh, I remember. He used to brag about his high score in Tetris 2. He said, "Nobody in the arcade can beat me." And honestly, I think he was right. I don't think anyone ever got close to his score.
That's true. Huh? He'd always ask us questions like, "Have you even tried to beat the final boss in Zelda?" Or I remember him being so competitive. He once told someone that James had beaten every game we'd ever owned.
And his collection, what about his collection? He used to show off his shelves full of NES cartridges. He'd said, "This is my treasure trove," and I completely believed him, you know.
You're right. He would explain how to fix them when they didn't work. You know, he once told me that you just blow into the cartridge and it works like magic. I told my little brother about that trick and he thought James was a genius.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong. James could make anything sound like it came from a gaming manual. But do you remember how he used to talk about his dream setup? He said, "One day, I'll have a room just for gaming with every console ever made."
Absolutely, yes. He even asked me once, "Do you think I should save up for a Sega Saturn?" I told him, "Of course, you'll be the king of the neighborhood if you do." You know what's funny though, Johnny? I actually saw James the other day.
No way. How is he?
Well, you're not going to believe it, but he's really different now. He doesn't play video games anymore.
What? James? No way.
I swear. He said to me that he'd sold his entire video game collection. He told me that it was time to move on. And get this, he said he'd got a really good price for his collection as well.
Wow. I never thought I'd heard about James. Did he tell you why?
He said he just didn't have time anymore. He also said to me, and I couldn't believe this, that he's into fitness now. So he's gone from playing video games to running marathons. Can you imagine that? This guy, he used to spend hours perfecting his moves in Street Fighter. He now runs for fun.
That's unbelievable, Matthew. I mean, my wife once said, "You'll never stop playing games, will you?" She was half choking, but I told her, "I'll stop when I'm too old to hold a controller."
That's the spirit. You know, I told James he should have kept at least one of those consoles for old time's sake. But he's like, "Well, you know, memories are just enough."
Well, at least he seems happy. But I'll always remember him as the guy who knew every cheat code ever made.
Me too. He said he doesn't miss gaming. But honestly, I think he's just trying to convince himself.
Maybe. Let's just hope he doesn't come back and beat us all the Tetris someday.
There we go. A little reminiscence about James. Let's get into the grammar explanation then, Johnny. We're talking today about reported speech, and we're going to focus in on reported speech for questions and modal verbs. So what is reported speech? Well, it's what we use when we want to tell someone about something that another person said. So instead of quoting them directly, we can report their words in a new sentence.
Exactly. And today we are focusing on two important areas, questions and modal verbs. But don't worry, yeah? It's easier than it sounds. So let's start with questions, Matthew.
Very good, Johnny. And let me just, for those that are watching, upload here. There we go. Very good. So reported questions. So we need to have a few simple rules in mind when we do that. First of all, for a reported question, we've got to change the word order. So questions follow the normal order of an affirmative sentence. We have the subject and the verb instead of verb and subject in direct questions. Sounds a little bit strange. What do we mean? So here's a direct question. Where is the console? Where is the console? But if we wanted to report that question, we would say, he asked where the console was. Where the console was. So we've changed the verb be from the present into the past, and we've used a reporting verb, in this case, asked. He asked where the console was. Okay, good. Now, what about for yes and no questions? Okay, for yes and no questions, we add if or whether. So when the question doesn't have a question word like where or why or perhaps how, we can use if or whether to report it. We need an example, I think. So the direct question, did you finish the level? Maybe we're talking to James about Tetris. No? Did you finish the level? The reported question, he asked if I had finished the level. Okay, so there's our first two, regular questions and direct questions with a yes or no answer. Johnny, can you take us to the next point?
Yeah, well, just you mentioned about the change the tense, no? So I think we mentioned that one too, no? The present becomes past, the past goes past perfect, the future goes to a conditional. No? So just to give an example, no? If you like the video games, no? And the reported would be, I asked if I liked video games. No? So then just we change the, in this case, the present to the past. So, good. And We have here just an interactive prompt. We can try one together.
Let's try that together.
Yeah. So how would you report this question? Can you play Tetris? I don't know what our listeners think. No, just can you play Tetris?
Okay. How would you report that question?
Give them a minute. No, just a few seconds to think. Yeah. So how would we say that, Matthew?
Okay, good. So the question, can you play Tetris? To report that, he asked if I could play Tetris.
Very good.
If I could play Tetris. And I think that's a great question, Johnny, to take us into our next section about reported speech with modal verbs, because we've used them here, no?
Yeah.
Can you play? He asked if I could. So let's get into that.
Yeah, you're totally right. No, there are words like can, must, might, and should that express abilities or obligations or possibilities. So when we report sentences with modal verbs, some of them change into reported speech.
Hey, that's right, Johnny. Okay, so here are the most common changes that you'll see in modal verbs in reported speech. We had the example just now about playing Tetris. I can play now. So in reported speech, he said he could play then. And a little extra detail, Johnny, we change now to then.
Yeah.
When we're talking in reported speech.
Timing. It's an important time. Yeah.
Also, very good. So, Johnny, tell us, if we're using will for the future, how does that change in reported speech?
Yeah, well, we would change the future with a model. So if we say, I will try later, then we could say he or she said she would try later.
Okay, great. Good, Johnny. Thank you. So will to would. What about may? How do we change that when we report?
Yeah, that one, we change it to might. So
right.
I may be late. So we could say he said he might be late.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now, what about must? I must go now.
Mm.
How can we report that phrase?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, no? Because we wouldn't say she said that she must to go, but we would say she said she had to go. She had to go then.
Very good, Johnny. Thank you. Now, this next word, often students ask me, you know, what is this word about? Shall. I don't know whether it's used so much now. I don't know.
But it's rare. No, it's not
it's
so.
A little bit. Yeah, no. Okay. We can use it when we want to invite people to do something.
Mm-hmm.
No, shall we go for a coffee?
Yeah.
Shall we watch a film? So if we ask that direct question, shall we start? How do we report that, Johnny?
We would change it maybe with should, no?
Right.
He asked if we should start.
Fantastic. Very good. Very good. Now, I might join. This one is a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
What do we change that one to?
Yeah, well that one stays exactly the same. No, we don't know. We don't change might, no? So he said he might. He might join.
Perfect. And the same with could.
With
could. I could finish this. She said she could finish it. Very good. Excellent. Examples of modal verbs. Let's look at a few examples of how it works in real sentences. Okay, so with could, I can beat the high score. Johnny, could you report that for us?
Yeah, he said he could beat the high score. So
okay.
Change can for could.
Ah, very good. Johnny, I will buy that game tomorrow.
Well, reported we would say she said she would buy that game the next day.
Good. Okay. I must fix this controller.
I'd say something like he said he had to fix the controller.
Right. Very good. Oh, I might not make it to the arcade.
We don't change my then. He said he might not make it to the arcade.
Yeah. Very good. And you should try this cheat code.
Yeah. Same idea. No, we don't change shirts. So she said I should try that cheat code.
Fantastic, Johnny. Thank you very much. Yeah? That's great. Okay. Some tips. I'm jumping ahead here. Some tips for learners. Some modals don't change.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that. Ones like could, might, and should. and would stay the same. Okay. Johnny, what about the time expressions? You mentioned those earlier.
Yeah, but this is a very important part. No? We have to remember that the time changes. No? Maybe it's something that the person said yesterday, and then we need to adjust to the timing. No? So, for example, if he said now, we would use it with then. I think we saw some examples.
No? Right.
Or if he said tomorrow, then, of course, we have to report it as the next day. And yesterday, for example, as the day before.
Okay.
So we have to make these changes.
That's really important. Thank you for that, Johnny. Good. And also the context we need to keep in mind, because if the situation hasn't changed, then the verb tense doesn't change, or it doesn't always need to change. For example, I love retro games. I love retro games. Well, that situation hasn't changed, so we could report it by simply saying, he said he loves retro games.
Yeah.
Good. Oh.
So, bueno, si estás disfrutando de este episodio, hacemos aquí una pequeña paradita en español para los que nos estén viendo o escuchando. Así que si estás disfrutando de este episodio, pues no olvides darle a me gusta, darle un like, o suscribirte o compartirlo con tus amigos, porque tu apoyo nos motiva a seguir adelante. Estamos encantados de ver que nuestros podcasts pues llegan a muchos estudiantes y les gustan.
Muchas gracias, Johnny. I think it's time to get our listeners involved with another little reported speech challenge. How would you report this? You must try Mario Kart on the Switch. You must try Mario Kart on the Switch. How could you report that?
Interesting.
Have a think about it. So, Johnny, how can we report that phrase?
I think our listeners might have done this already, though. He said, I had to try Mario Kart on the Switch.
Great. Good. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. So if you keep these rules in mind, you'll be able to use reported speech like a pro. It's especially useful when sharing stories or reliving nostalgic moments like the ones we are now talking about our times when we were playing video games, no? So sometimes it's just talking about old times.
Exactly. You're right. Good, Johnny. Okay, we've got an audience question. Mm-hmm. Keep you guys engaged. Johnny, what's the question?
Yeah, what's your most memorable gaming moment? Memorable.
Johnny, what's yours? Come on, let's get a moment from you.
I think the gaming moment for me were the time I spent with my nephews. I think I really enjoyed that one. You know, just they were very, very small. They used to laugh just to play, but they couldn't pass they couldn't pass maybe some of the games, and then they always ask me for help. Just, can you help us just to beat this big guy, or just to beat this animal or whatever? Yeah, so I would say that those times were fine. Good memories.
They're good fun. I remember playing on the Nintendo Wii with my nephews, and they gave me una paliza. I tell you what, every sport we played, tennis, football, they beat me on every. Well, let us know your gaming memories. We'd love to hear and read about them in the comments. Okay, let's go back to our cafe. Johnny, have you noticed how serious the retro gaming community is nowadays? You know, people are making real money out of it.
Oh, yes. I heard about Scott Amos. He sold an open copy of Super Mario Bros. For $100,000.
My word. I got to start searching in the attic. And YouTubers like, Santi's put this together. Jesus Rocks are making a career out of retro gaming. So it seems that they evaluate collections and then they showcase rare finds. So it's no longer just nostalgia, it's business.
True, but nostalgia is powerful. I love my old games, but I can't imagine spending $1.5 million on The Legend of Zelda. It's wild.
It's all about balance. So, great gaming is great, but it can't take over your life, you know. So, I sold my collection a while ago. I just kept a few special ones.
Oh, that's smart. I only play occasionally now, and usually on weekends. My wife once said, "You spend too much time with your games," so I had to make adjustments.
Okay, well, you know, it's all about moderation. But what about the memories? I mean, they're priceless. They're priceless. Okay, we've got another question for you. One listener shared that their friend said, "I've unlocked every hidden level in Mario Kart." One listener shared that their friend said, "I've unlocked every hidden level in Mario Kart." So to report that, it would be they said they had unlocked every hidden level in Mario Kart. Okay, guys. So a little review of what we've seen today, the grammar points. We've talked about reported speech. We mentioned how we need to move back one step with the verb, often to report that. So it becomes from the present to the past. We need a reporting verb. One we've used today a lot was asked. He asked. And for questions, we just change the order of this question, the structure. And don't forget, for yes or no questions, if there's no question word, then we need to use if or whether. Okay, Johnny, the next episode on the pod, what's it all about?
Well, quantifiers, large, small quantities. How many hours do we really need to sleep? it depends on the country, no? Just you live, no? But yeah, that's what we are going to talk about, no? Quantifiers. Fantastic.
Very good. We look forward to that. Now, if you want to take up a lesson, get involved in a webinar or a group class, Johnny, where do our listeners need to go?
Well, they can go to www.trainlink.com, and there you can ask for a trial class for free. You can get a class with one of the super teachers we have, and maybe also just visit not only just Trainlink, but also HanyuChineseSchool.com. Because we have also classes in Chinese, Japanese. So, yeah, man, if you want to learn another language, try us.
This is the place to come, yeah. And especially this week, Black Friday, there's an amazing offer going on. So check it out at the web.
And Cyber Week also. So, yeah, it's another one. So,
man, I think soon it's going to be like Black Friday year, you know?
That's true. It's true.
Johnny, thank you very much for your help today. Really enjoyed that.
Thank you, Matthew. See you next time.
See you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.